Right. This morning we'll talk about something in Baptist history, and I want to bring to your attention this morning something about Thomas Jefferson. And Jefferson, to me, is a I'm kind of torn on Jefferson. I don't know. Because of all the founding fathers, Jefferson would be probably considered the least religious, as far as, or at least you know, he certainly didn't seem to have been saved, although I'm going to read you something today that is interesting. He was a deist at the best. Some say he was an infidel, but I don't believe that. I think that he called himself an Episcopalian, and he attended a Unitarian church. I don't think he didn't believe in God, but I don't think he, you know, followed the scripture and believed like we do, like many of the founding fathers were, you know, some would be born-again Christians and follow the Bible. But Jefferson is responsible for the Declaration of Independence, and he is responsible. I think he's the third president, yeah. And he is responsible for much of that went on in our Declaration. He was not around for the Constitution, but he did have a lot to say about democracy, and then later he's going to say something we're going to talk about freedom of religion. But it's interesting to research where his knowledge of democracy or democratic form of government came from. You know, up to this point in history, there really wasn't anything. There wasn't a model government around the world to look to for democratic reform. Most of the world's history is despotism, and as you know, kings and you know, some good kings, but many evil kings. And so this experiment is certainly that in world history, is that these founding fathers put together this government that was almost unheard of at that time. So where did he get this information? Where did he get this thought? And I'm quoting from a historian that says this. I'll just read to you. Mr. Jefferson resided in Virginia within a few miles of a Baptist church. He was accustomed to attend his services on a regular basis. As is now often the fact, so then, when business was attended to, it was done by the church in the presence of the whole congregation. Even some of the people that weren't members could stay and hear the business. And the pastor one day asked Jefferson what he thought of the workings of the democratic form of government in the Baptist church. And this is what Jefferson said. He said, quote, "It interests me much. I consider it the only form of true democracy now existing in the world. And I have concluded it would be the best form for the government of these American colonies." This is before the United States was formed. Very interesting. So he seems to have taken his belief of democratic form of government from the Little Baptist church that he attended near Monticello. Now, this is before the Declaration of Independence, as I said, we learned that evidently the workings of this little church is what was the illustration that Jefferson watched. One historian said this, and I'm reading several quotes here, but he said, undoubtedly the influence of this Baptist church was considerable in Jefferson's life. Now, then later, another historian says that someone later, after Jefferson had died, heard of this, and he was looking around to see if he could find out more information about it, and he actually went to Mrs. Madison, the widow of James Madison, the former president, and she had some recollections on the subject, and she said she had a distinct remembrance of Jefferson speaking on the subject and always declared that it was the Baptist church in which these views were gathered. Now, that church that is referred to is the Albemarle Baptist Church. That's just a couple of miles from where Jefferson lived. Had many names. It was called Buck Mountain and Chestnut Grove Baptist Church, but it was pastored in Jefferson's day by a man named William Woods. He was known as Baptist Billy, and he was a personal friend of Mr. Jefferson's. He often visited Jefferson at Monticello, and Jefferson frequently, when he wasn't in Washington, went to hear Wood preach at this Albemarle Baptist Church. As I said, it would be a shame, wouldn't it, for Jefferson to have sat under that preaching and not accepted the Lord. But evidently, you know, he never refers to having accepted the Lord as Savior, but he certainly had that witness and sat under that preaching for, I guess, many years. When he stepped down from the presidency, at that time the church was known as the Buck Mountain Baptist Church, they sent this greeting, March 20th, 1809, "Dear Sir, we congratulate you on your return home from your labors and painful service of 8 years. Now to take some hours of retirement and rest, enjoying at pleasure the company of your loving friends and neighbors. May your days be many and comfortable. In a word, may we say, we wish you health, wealth, and the prosperity through life in the world to come, life everlasting." And that was the letter that the church sent him when he came home from being president. Now, unfortunately, it was Jefferson's actual comment. He didn't say this in an official language, but in a letter to a friend, he made mention of this wall of separation that should be put up so that the state, the United States, doesn't set up a state church. And that was the reference. Well, it was that reference that then later a very liberal Supreme Court Justice, Hugo Black, completely distorted that, turned that around and said there shouldn't be any religion in the state, which is not what Jefferson said, but that's his word, was that wall. Jefferson used that term wall. So here, that wall of separation that you hear all the time, that's not found in the Constitution. That's just in a letter that Jefferson wrote, and he did not mean that at all. But, that makes me think of how important it is. People say elections don't matter, and that maybe this election is going to be an odd one because we're not going to have anybody that really believes close to what we believe. But you think about Hugo Black was put into the Supreme Court by Franklin Roosevelt. And Roosevelt died, 1945. And Hugo Black retired from the Supreme Court in 1971. He outlived Roosevelt by almost 30 years. And Hugo Black is the liberal Supreme Court justice that that wrote the decision of that wall of separation, and he's the one that then they threw the Bible out of the public schools, and of course religion and God has been taken out of everything that we know of, basically, because of that decision. And so it is important, it does matter who the president is, because the president will appoint Supreme Court justices, and of course that's a very important issue even today. The man that the president put up to be considered is actually a fervent opponent of the Second Amendment, and he will do everything he can to destroy the Second Amendment. And so it is important. It does matter who is president because of the damage they can do that will outlive, that will last them for 20, 30 years, as you know, or the good that they can do in appointing a good Supreme Court justice that will also outlive them. So this morning, I think it's very interesting to see. You want to thank the Lord for this our Baptist heritage and these democratic principles that Jefferson found in the Baptist church and in his neighborhood, and how that has been so influential in our Constitution and in our government even to today. So thank the Lord this morning for this little Baptist church and their influence on that founding father.